With KAZU News, I'm Krista Omenzon. You can now listen to the sounds of the deep sea whenever you want. The Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute has released a live stream of the audio from a hydrophone. It sits 3,000 feet below the water's surface, just outside the Monterey Bay. If you tune in, you'll find the ocean can be very quiet, but sometimes teeming with life. I spoke with John Ryan, the lead scientist on this project, about some of the more lively sounds recorded off the hydrophone.
Pacific white-sided dolphins, this is a good one. And this first one is just the dolphins. In this next example, you'll hear at least four different marine mammals. The Pacific white-sided dolphins, which we just heard, you'll hear sea lions barking. They bark underwater. You'll hear one other pinniped, which I don't know what it is, and a humpback whale will be grunting in there.
To have those four different marine life in that one sound clip, is that rare, or does that more reflect there's just a lot out there?
I can't answer that with an analysis, which is what I usually would do, but my hunch is that it's common because when all of these marine mammals are foraging in places where the concentration of food is high, that's the most efficient way for them to get what they need. So if there's a place where krill have swarmed together or anchovy have formed dense schools, all the marine mammals will know about it and they'll come for dinner.
So the hydrophone was put out there in 2015. Why?
Sound is a great carrier of information in the ocean. It can travel so much farther than light, and it travels much faster in water than in air. So marine mammals use sound for all their essential life activities, communication, navigation, foraging. And so if we just listen, we'll learn a lot about their lives. But here's another one we can hear. It's a sperm whale click, sperm whale or cachalot. And one of our collaborators, Brandon Southall, describes this in a very interesting way. Those clicks are like, imagine turning on a flashlight for a moment, because what they're doing is focusing sound within their own heads, using their skull as a reflector, and sending out a sound pulse, a narrow beam sound pulse, to briefly illuminate with sound the dark ocean that they're in and searching for squid in.
So you have 2 years of information. What do you want to do with this?
We want to do a number of things. The first thing is share it. We've given data to academic institutions up and down the coast for different research purposes. We also want to share the experience of it, and that's what this is about. Our intention is that in sharing these recordings, we can open up a window of experience for people to know what the ocean sounds like, know what these beautiful marine mammals, these incredible life forms of the ocean sound like. How are they using sound? And to get a sense of a new opportunity for us collectively to be better stewards of the marine environment. We can only do that through understanding it.
That's John Ryan. He's a biological oceanographer at the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute. On our website, kazu.org, you can find links to the live stream of the hydrophone or selected recorded clips like this gray whale. I'm Krista Omenzon. This is KAZU News.